Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, glory. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Selma is now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory, oh,
glory.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be schooling us on the code is in our DNA. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. Great, great, great. So how have you been doing since our last class?
Well, I had my moments, but I'm good now. How are you?
Well, same here. Had my moments and had a spill, a little fall, tumble. I'll tumble for you. And I sprung my ankle, but doing much better. So, yeah, we here and we're coming through all of this.
Yes.
This is part
made
of the
a
code.
Commitment, so yes.
Just saying this is part of the code, you know. The code is in our DNA, and hopefully this class will make it simple. I mean, everybody else has their way of showing and giving and telling, but for me, it's all connected. It's all connected, and for the numbers to lead the way, you know, numbers don't lie, and again, it starts with common sense. For my last... two previous classes with AI, if the family not listen to those classes, and up to date, this is no more than a continuation of the AI, you know, dealing with that number six and the program of the word that we adhere to by each and every word. But I'd be remiss if I didn't start off with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and much love, honor, and respect to our family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us is greatly appreciated as always. And family, we love you, and again, hopefully you have your pens and pencils and paper so you can take notes. Definitely take notes, because again, with what's going down, warp speed is what they used a year and a half ago, starting that particular phrase. But yeah, it's revving up, because we are into that 9-6 or 6-9 coming up. 69 is another sign, symbol for Cancer. And we're coming on it. Next week will be the summer solstice. So again, the energy of that summer solstice is already affecting us. People are feeling it. We hear, you know, that you all are feeling something is getting ready to happen. Feeling something. When we start to really convert the numbers, we see other words than the words that we use. Feeling something. Feeling is 31. Spirit is 31. It's the spirit that we're feeling. Something is 40. Spiritual is 40. It's the spirit that spiritually is being connected. It's a magnetic connection that we're feeling. Magnet is 22 to 4. Again, feeling 31 to 4. Spirit 31 to 4. Something out of nothing. Something is 40. Spiritual is 40. It's the spiritual that we're talking about. But we still don't register the number, because each word, feeling, has its own definition and direction. Something has its own, See, it's time to break the rules. As they say, rules are meant to be broken. Break rules, come to 40. Break the spells, come to 40. It's the spiritual. The day's date happens to be a 9 when you add it up. 6/14/2023. That 9. We'll get back to that during class. But we, again, when we hear something at 9, which is still learning, learning is 9. Lane. You're still learning in your lane. On your square, square is 9, lane is 9. Useful information is 9. It's all the 9 when we disconnect it by the word, seeing that it's all connected. All connected comes to 36. Bam, there's a 9. It's all connected. But because of that program, which is 6, word is 6. That they give a destination by its definition. We run with it because we've accepted it through the learning, through the institutionalized mind that traps us in the box. So we will get back to that. Hopefully that has already resonated. The number behind the words that we very seldom, if ever, connect the dots by the number, not the word, because the word has us going all over the place. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current events you want to start with?
Well, not necessarily a current event, just something that I would like to share. In the beginning of the class, I played the song Glory, When the Glory Comes. And I want to remind everyone that there's things that's going on today and where are we going to be at in history? What is going to be our stance when our great-grandchildren or, you know, they ask their parents or even if, you know, we're still around and they question us, how do we feel about these times? Where are we going to stand? And then I want to talk to us about following through. Do we follow through on the things that we say that we stand for? We had shows where when it came to the water in Flint, we all came together. Now, we had a show on when it came to Mississippi. We talked about it. But are we following through? Are we following through on the things that we say that we are committed to? And I say in order for us to make things better for us as a people so that we can have the glory, we have to follow through. And that is where I'm having a problem. It's just I don't see us following through. That's all I have, Brother Eddie.
Well, that's a great point to push home. And again, it we all have to take hands of our part. So again, as you said greatly, the show that you did, it's not a show per se. Yes, by the number, because we're dealing with nine today, show comes to 18, which is nine, but the show is actually a class. Class is 18. This is why we always say class. So in class, we're disseminating information, which is also a nine, 36, information. And it's for learning, 27, the nine. And once we get the information that we're learning, we put it to action in a movement. Movement, again, is 27, the nine. So as you're saying, there's no movement, no follow through. But again, when we see that there's no follow through, then we've recognized the problem. You become that little bitty proverbial pebble, that is thrown in the pond. So since you see that there's no follow-up being done, then you start the follow-up. Call me, give me your concerns. I call Brother Kwame or Mother AZ, and we start getting that vibration, that you being that pebble that is now making that ripple. You have recognized, hey, we're doing all of this and nothing's being done. I don't see anything. But if you don't see anything, look in the mirror. Am I doing anything? Do I have a connection of people that I'm not connecting with to even inquire from them a follow-up plan that I can also adhere to, and we can start developing? That's called organize, which is also a nine. Brother Ray is constantly talking about it. But it's all part of the nine. When we, again, separate each and every word, that's a program. See, because nine upside down is the six. And how long have we been saying we doing everything is upside down? Well, it starts with the word. That when it's right side up, spiritual completion in the nine, you turn it to that six and you've corrupted it. And the word has been corrupted. So that's even bringing us into the title of the class. The code is in our DNA. It's no strange coincidence, because there's no coincidence that the title has six words. The code in our DNA. Six. Well, code, as we know, equals 14. DNA equals six. When you spell six, S-I-X equals 14. It's right there hidden in plain sight. It's called HIPS. But HIPS is an acronym for hidden in plain sight. Again, no coincidence that HIPS come to the number 20, which is 2. Hidden in plain sight comes to 74. 7 plus 4 is 11. It's a 2. All of this that we keep recycling is hidden right in front of us. We're saying it and not connecting it because the word gives a destination that we adhere to that we can't connect it to anything else. And by the way, hidden in plain sight by number equals 77. 7 plus 7 is 14, the 5. This is in our code. This is why all of the genetics that they've been trying for centuries, family, they can't corrupt the DNA. So they go to the other strand, the RNA, and this is what they did. The mRNA, which is a messenger that the M stands for, RNA that was given in the vaccine. Vaccine 23, which is 5. See, still trying to corrupt the code genetically in us. Takes me back to my days in martial arts. Never knowing that martial arts by number, I was going to be connected to for life. Martial arts comes to 41, which is that 5. And in martial arts, we were basically not only the largest joint, but the most powerful. And this is why HIPS now is used for what has been hidden in plain sight. If I said universal principles, what's up comes down, the negative and the positive, the black and the white, the male and the female, we will see the so-called opposites somewhat, because universal principles aren't the opposite. But hearing the words, never seeing the number of a mindset of all of these words, again, universal principles, up and down, negative and positive, black and white, male and female, all come to 9/11. 9/11. A mindset. When I say 9/11, the mind goes two ways, one or the other, or both. 9/11 was a mindset that was put in Americans for the emergency number, 911. And on top of that, 2001, we had 9/11. So when 9/11 is mentioned, those are the two things, the mindset that we go to. Never seeing that the 9/11 is universal principles. That again, when you think about these buildings, twin towers, that were up, that came down. Up, 9, down is 11. 9/11. It was the fall. The mind construct of the people come to 2. 9/11 is 2. It basically symbolizes the people
as a whole falling because of a system with a plan. So now that we see that these are universal principles, and again, what is falling? The male and female. Male, 9, female, 20, which is 11, that's 2. It's a whole deconstruction of the male and female. Which is which now? Again, by the new definition in terms of words being used, confusion of a male and female in the minds of our children. We know. These are ways that we talk to our children, as you're saying, Antoinette, no follow-up. These are the follow-ups right at home. We don't have to go outside that circle. Once you started within the circle, this is the movement because you want a whole change that's going to affect the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so forth. Generations, like you said, what are we leaving them? We're not teaching them. So how can we leave them anything when we are allowing this corrupt system with their program words that are being used, that we give our children nothing other than the same thing that we were taught? Here's one for you, family. We always hear the word insane and the word sane. Well, if we don't recognize that we are in a war, we're not sane. But being insane, again, and using that definition that we've accepted, that word on self, that's a program. When I see the number of insane comes to 1, 19, which is a 1. Insanity comes to 28, which is a 1. Then what's wrong? Wrong is also 19, which is a 1. Well, the short term that we all recognize, the definition that is given for insanity, is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. For me, family, that's what we've been doing. We're using these program words of English over and over and over again, expecting a different damn result. These are English words that we've already accepted as being the occult. It's not our language. But we put all of the effort and time in each and every damn word that we speak like this is it. And we're constantly talking about how it's right in front of us. And we still the time to seek this out. This is just a way, family, by the numbers. I always ask the family, if you see another way, your part, please share it. But this is one way that even our children will get behind because, again, they know that numbers are the language of the universe. This is why universe is 38, which is 2. Number is 20, which is 2. Hidden in plain sight, another 2. Again, let's get back to today's date being that 9. And remember, 9 upside down is 6. 6 is the word program, but it's also common sense. See, when we use each word and stick with that word and don't see that any other word that deals with 6 being revealer is 6. Repair, 6. We're repairing what? The word. word is six. We have to see both sides. Both sides come to 42, which is six. It's now bringing the true balance. Balance is 15, which is six. This is what is the record. Record 24, six is in our DNA. DNA is six. It has this code. This is why that code 14, that five is the change we are talking about. And we've been talking about since Sam Cooke. Singing and ringing in our ear, a change is going to come. It's here, family. We're seeing everything by number that was even sung back in the day to give it a more resonant meaning, being right here in our atmosphere, right here today. So, again, going back to the nine, I mentioned these numbers, 7-11. What is the first thing that comes on most people's mind? And I talked to Brother Kwame today, and again, he proved my point. Being in my generation, in the baby boomers, because for him and for us, when we hear, we heard the term 7-Eleven, we went straight to a dice game called craps, where the winning number in craps is 7-Eleven. And then, as time progressed and they came up with this convenience store / gas station, convenience stores and gas stations called 7-Eleven, that's where most of the people, well, all of the people other than Brother Kwame said first, because once I brought the dice game, then some of the people said, oh, okay, I remember that. Other people know nothing about it, but it's cool. But again, 7-Eleven is that mindset, because we see nothing else other than 7-Eleven by the program. But do we know that 7-Eleven is also Jehovah's Witness? Nobody would see it, find it, connected. But why is 7-Eleven so important? Because again, 7 plus 11 is 18, which is that 9, which brings us back to it's all connected. The 9. God in Christ, 9. Metaphysics, 9. As above, so below, 9. Why? Because when you really look at 7, spelled S-E-V-E-N equals 22, which is 4. God. 11, E-L-E-V-E-N, is 23, which is Christ. Do we even think that far outside the box? Because again, the word with the program or the numbers with a program, we only see it one way. And again, this is the time that we come out of that 7-Eleven, which is called institutionalized mind, box thoughts. So in a box, how are we thinking outside? By the way, box is 7, thoughts is 47, 7-Eleven, box thoughts. Institutionalized mind, 7-Eleven. Institutionalized is 7, just like the box. Institution is 7, just like the box. Constitution is 7, just like the box. Law is 7, just like the box. Whose law? whose constitution, whose institution, and institutionalized mind. Mine is 11, 7-11, that we're still in. Not seeing that that 7 is crucial, it's key. Because again, that's where we are in this age of Aquarius. Even this year, 2023 is the 7, Aquarius 34 to 7. But when we use words, we only see again that particular word that way, in no other way. 7 is consciousness. And this is what we're talking about. In our direct connection to consciousness is nature. They put us in, we have an American dream of a white picket house and fence and what have you, or a house. The house is 25, which is 7. Put you in a house and we adorn it with beauty, but again, taking even our mindset of in the house, not getting out to get in nature. 7. Yourself, 34, is 7. The discovery of yourself is in nature, not in your house, not in a box. Purposely meant for us to basically stay in the house during this pandemic, 23-5, of the original coronavirus, 41, the 5, to keep us out of nature.
And Brother Adam, you spoke of,
yes.
I'm sorry, you spoke of being, of going out. Last week on the East Coast, we couldn't go out because of the smoke from
okay.
Canada.
Okay, it's, oh, wait a minute. It's right on time. See, because I was coming into that. So hold back with that and see if I answer what you're saying. So, again, family,
okay.
We're talking about the 7 and we're talking about nature. It's no coincidence that Sister Antoinette led me or is leading me into what I was getting ready to say with the 7. I've been getting texts from different people, but I really give this to my family member, my cousin, Olivia, in California. A year ago, she basically told me about a dream that she was having, and it had red skies and fire in the sky. And then this year, the dream was added, but it was still the red sky. Well, this is part of what's being done. And again, when we don't talk about these things this way, and we basically are talking about it the way they say, which is a mindset. They say this, they say it's, that's somebody else's mindset. But red sky, like you said, you couldn't go out. Red 14 sky is 11. That's 25. That's a 7. Nature is 25. These fires of the red sky is preventing us from going in nature. Because again, remember, it's no more than a domino effect from us being in from the coronavirus. The WHO, World Health Organization, has lifted this pandemic, but other things now are precedents that are put in nature, that nature itself is fighting against us because of what's being perpetrated with these fires. A fires like a lot of these mass shootings and everything are basically psyop operations to basically, again, distract us. They now have nature fighting against us. the five that we talk about that's in the atmosphere when we constantly say we're going through a transformation, which is 50, a transmutation, which is 50. Family, we're actually going through a terraforming, which is 50. See, the distraction is not us talking about the terraforming, because remember, terraforming 50, coronavirus, come on, that's 41. We separated by the words, but it's all dealing with the same thing by the number that connects us. This is why, again, even if they're not told, I'm constantly getting alerts on my phone telling me about air quality alerts in Chicago, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, all in the Midwest areas that I check.
Yes,
it's always
Brother
a
Eddie,
haze.
Brother Eddie, excuse me. I hope everyone is taking notes. I'm going to give you a site to check your air level. So it's airnow.gov. And you can go there, put in your zip code, and you'll be able to check your air quality. Now, while they're also having us in, more people are doubling up on their vitamin D. So I want you to write this word down because it's very important, because I need for you to check your vitamin D. Now, they're saying that the vitamin D has this ingredient in it, and I can't say it, so I'm just going to spell it for y'all. So please check it. CHOLECALCIFEROL. And that is a rat poison. Now, who trying to get rid of? Now, do I need to spell that again, Brother Eddie?
Not at all, Sister Antoinette. Like I said, if anybody wants to call in and ask for that spelling, they can. But no, you said it slow enough and gave it to the family. And again, that's good information, because it's a lot of us here in the Midwest, myself included, that are vitamin D deficient.
Deficient, yeah,
because,
me too.
Because, again, of all of this terraforming, see?
Yes.
We're not talking about that. We're laying back off that. But that's, come on, family. When we got to take something because we're not getting what's natural, that's just like, again, we talk about the preparation of whatever goes down, blackout, what have you. We're still not having that conversation with yourself, with nature. Conversation is seven. Yourself is seven. Nature is seven. Seven, 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 baby. See? We get out in nature and we start to discover things that we can eat, we can consume by communing with nature. See? Because, again, we're still relying on man-manufactured food, going to the store, 7-Eleven, and purchasing from someone else, a dependency, instead of being fully dependent on nature. And, again, understanding the plight that we're having is that they're basically corrupting, terraforming nature itself. The soil isn't as fertile because of the chemtrails that have been falling for decades. But again, once we get back to who we are and commune with nature, talk, that vibration in and of itself that we have changed, that's the five, that's the code. We have that power to change. But because so much mental effort is basically put on these words of English of the occult that we speak daily, giving it the power because of the manifestation of what we believe in these words, you black. Thank you. I'm black as hell, damn it. I don't accept the damn word. I accept the number of the universe. The universe is black. Damn it, the universe was first. I get tired of black history starting with damn people in the time spectrum. When I hear black history, that's the universe. Universe is two, black is two, first is two. That's the first damn black history, family. We say black history and everybody thinks of Kemet and stop the madness. The universe was here before all of this. And we stuck on this man. Whew. Let me digress, family. I love you. But y'all know what I'm talking about, see? We seeing the system now. Seeing the system is two. When you add up, seeing the system. See, that little lie in that seven-letter word called believe. Believe is two. We truly believe these words that we use, that we've been taught by the institution that has institutionalized our mind. And we argue words that are meant from the very beginning to harm us. When we constantly talk about this corrupt language of English and we still ain't figured it out. Ding, ding, it's time, family. This is just my part out of everybody else's part to five called reveal. Just stop separating each word and connect it by the number and let it take you where it takes you. It's supposed to. This is why you listening and you resonating with what I'm saying.
Yes. We have a caller. I believe this is Brother
yes.
Kwame. And it's something
That's
because
great,
I was
Brother
getting
Kwame.
Ready to mention something that Brother Kwame says.
Okay.
Hello, Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame, before you start. Brother Kwame always, now I know you don't like breaking down the word, but for Gino me, and
Gino.
I'm sorry, what was it, Brother Kwame?
Gino. Me.
Thank you. If you go to genome.gov/generics/glossary, it's in the description for the show. Now, when you go in there, it breaks down the genetic code. So I had that in there for y'all. Okay. And welcome to the class, Brother Kwame. It's good to hear from you.
Well, I got a note from my mother, so I got an excuse for being late.
Oh, you're fine.
All right, and Brother Eddie, you know, we spoke earlier today.
Just a minute, his phone dropped. I'm calling him back. His call dropped.
Okay.
Okay, I'm putting him back in now.
Okay. 5-4-5. 2.
Brother Eddie? Okay, now
no,
we lost him.
That was his answer.
Okay. All right. Y'all hold on for a second. Let me play y'all something. Let me try to get Brother Eddie back.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired. It was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due.
8-5-5-1-5-4-5.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. With all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon, how come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my bill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie? Okay, well, yeah, he's here. Brother Kwame, please continue. Forgive me for... Yes, please forgive me. No. He's here, but he's not responding.
Hey,
maybe something happened.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, my fault. I thought I was hitting the mute, and I hit the wrong button, and it hung up. So thank you, family. I apologize for that. And how you doing, Brother Kwame? How you doing? I missed what you said in that momentary time that I was off. So can you repeat what you said?
No, the only thing I was responding to was she was asking. I said, it's genome. It was the Human Genome Project, and she was saying that it coincides with the DNA coding that you're talking about. And that's what it's about. And, you know, you spoke about insane, right?
Correct.
Okay. E-N spells what?
Say that again?
E-N spells what? How you pronounce it?
Dana.
N.
Oh, M.
E-N.
Okay, right. N as I, let's see, N as I, N. Is the word, okay, you spell insane backwards, it spells E-N-N as I. No, N as I. So what is sane in me? What's in me is sane. What I'm putting into me makes me insane. You see what I'm saying? You turn around the word around, and it's saying N as N I. Because it's I-N-S-A-N-E.
Yeah,
and that's on the one.
I'm confusing it.
I like that's on the one.
Like I said, yeah, that's, you know, for me, again, like you're using, again, we're wordsmiths, and it's good to be able to use that. And like I said, I use certain things from you, Brother Kwame, and other people, Brother West, that says certain things that the number value equals. So when I see that insane insanity is one, well, awakening is one. My insanity of the awakening ain't insane, in my opinion. That's your opinion, but that's the word. The destination of insane is their definition. Insanity, their definition. Me is the one. You are one. Image is one. Creator is one. Sound is one. Vibration. I'm sorry. Frequency. Frequency is one. Vibration family is six. Forgive me for that. But frequency is one. That's the awakening. That's the ether. Ether is one. But when we say ether and we take it to their the ether is the awakening. Why do you think I'm talking about the terraforming that they don't want us in nature? We've been talking about you banned from nature being in an urban environment. The whole
But donk-a-donk, damn it, is to keep you out of nature.
But even with you going into the coding, Brother Eddie, and it's good that you've taken it to that, because in the have you ever heard of eDNA?
EBNA?
eDNA.
No.
eDNA is just like you have mRNA, right, that little small m. eDNA is environment. So in the essence that happens, every seasonal change, our DNA changes. Throughout
Correct.
The planet, all the things in the ocean, all the birds that fly, the insects, everything's DNA changed, even the human being. And so
mm-hmm.
when we come into what we went through with, like you were saying, COVID-19, okay, COVID-19 happened that December when winter was setting in, when the DNA was attempting to build up its immune system. And what did they say COVID did? It was attacking. And the thing was is that they set it up at a certain time to release it in a certain time with the environment in order to create that part of you being in hibernation for the winter so it can germinate and infect and do what it's going to do, because your immune system was setting up to deal with the basic cold, and here you now have this whole flu, the super flu virus attacking you. So this was the time in which they put it in. Then they turn around and then they put us back out on into the streets again and allowed us to come out and demask and do this. Now you're looking at spring is entering, so now you have the part where the blood is thinning. The immune system is shut down. Now you bombard everybody with this smoke on the East Coast. You did that on the West Coast at the time that, of those fires. So what you've done is that you've taken both sides of Turtle Island and you've made it to where this Arctic wind and all of this energy is going to be able to travel. But it also says is that they're attempting the next phase going into, you know, Agenda 21, now you got Agenda 25 coming, then Agenda 30, then and so on. So in these agendas, they have a outline or a blueprint that they're attempting to make happen in being able to to change nature's frequency, because there are certain alignments that's coming up. We're getting ready to go into the summer solstice, and what, today is the 14th, so in 7 days, we will be going into the summer solstice. This is when the sun is at its highest. But what you're doing with this and that intensified fire and all that smoke, yes, you know, it's got good for the lungs, but you look at what fire does. Fire releases all of these negative ions into the atmosphere that travels, it gets on the current and air current, and it starts flowing around the planet. The other part of it is that in it doing that, it's creating that fire creates with the ionosphere, creating the ion creates a plasma, and it puts that energy into the air. And this is what we're now getting ready to be bombarded with come summer. Because you're looking at the East Coast and those folks up there in the north, now you used to have that forest that's burning down in B.C. That forest is now going to be allowing those Arctic winds to come in and to change what's going to be happening in all of the states on the East Coast that used to have a little shield protection from that. But also, it's a way in which they now have straight shot with 5-10G coming in. So you've got both coasts as clear. They've cleared out enough forestry that they can create that frequency that they can run that bandwidth without interference from the trees.
Yes, indeed. And this is why it's two all around. The trees. Tree is four.
Whoa.
Water. Water is four. Because the water amplifies whatever's in the current.
current is 32, which is 5. You said the atmosphere, 41, which is 5. You know, I talked about the red sky that they're using from the fire. Red is 14, which is 5. You use the same number, different word, that it's plasma. Plasma is 14. Red is 14. We just give a different destination to their word. It's the number that connects it all. And we see everything you're saying, I agree with, because the number is right there in the word that you're saying. You know, and this is it, that once we start to see this, we're able to put all of this together and break this spell, this program that we've been under, that we again say, if it's up to us, then we can fix us. Fix is 14. We can fix this just by starting with the thought being 41, and bring it out through conversation. You think it, you say it, you do it. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. We got another call you're saying?
I'm going to bring them in as well. Area code 202.
Greetings, Brother Eddie. Greetings, family. Brother Carmen.
Greetings,
brother. Yes, this is Aaron Caddy, and I'm just dealing with the congestion over here. I'm in D.C., and just pretty interesting, the things that's going on, and a lot of things you're talking about, like especially with the nine, because as we talk many times, you know, I definitely roll with the nine on many things, so... just to see these things manifested and how you're breaking it down is much appreciated.
Oh, for sure, my brother, and always appreciate it with the knowledge that you bring, because that's it. Everybody has a particular part, but as I tell everybody, I truly, when I say vicariously, people look at the damn definition of what vicariously, no, damn it, it's a number, 42, the 6. Word. I live through each word by the number that you all give me. I don't use y'all words. But when you give it to me, I use the number behind the word if it basically echoes what I'm giving. That's it. That's my part. No more, no less. It's easy for me. That's why easy is 14. Shit, this one got so easy. And like I said, that's why I know it's for us to learn to teach it to our children. We keep saying, what if this is something that they haven't got that they could use that I can't even recognize the way they would be able to pull this off? I've just been given this as that messenger to deliver to the people so we could start seeing what the numbers that we're drawn to, because we're all drawn to numbers for certain reasons. So when we see the numbers behind the words that we're already using, you already using the words, you just don't recognize the number that connects all this shit together. But I'm loving it because it's coming. I see it. I know I'm not the only one. But I love you, family.
Thank you. I wanted to share some the BBC about, and I think it was May 23rd, they did a story about my great-grandfather who was Prince Alamayo Tedros, and the request again this time was for, they asked King Charles for the remains of his body to come back. And for the longest I've been screaming out, you know, that's my great-grandfather, he came here to America. And, you know, a lot of times it's on this deaf ears or more so too hard to swallow information. And but the interview BBC did was with the lady who's related to the family, in which I did a DNA testing with. And it dawned on me, you know, about a couple of days ago, because I was at the Ethiopian embassy, and I was talking to them, explaining my story, and they were telling me that people, like especially Ethiopians who went to see the remains or the gravesite of the prince, that they have not seen the gravesite or the coffin or anything for him to this day. And what dawned on me is, like, I actually got DNA paperwork of me and the lady who is a family member, which it shows that we're related, but what I never put together is, like, I grew up here in America, and she's always been in Ethiopia. We're both related to this prince, but there's no remains for him that's over there in England today. So just the fact that you spoke about the DNA, and that I'm holding actual paperwork of DNA that me and the family member had tested with, and to show that we're related. So it's the time window's opening up for that actual, what you call it, a mystery to unsolve itself, you know, and it's still dealing with the number 9 on that. And so that's kind of like my revelation that's been happening right now. So I'm just sitting there seeing how everything manifests itself. And to go to one other conclusion, when the shots or the jabs and stuff that they were putting out, attention, because there were a lot of passengers on planes who were acting up, people acting up in different places, and some people were holding metal objects to their arm and things like that. And it hit me that those are possibly microchips that could have been also injected as part of the syringe. Not the actual liquid itself, but part of the syringe that's small as a grain of rice, they say, that could have been also injected. And so many people could actually have the microchip right now.
Yes, sir. This is, like I said, when we talk of, you know, I'm on the 5, like you said, the 9 is your revelations, 5 is me. So when we talk about what's in the atmosphere, which is 5, the terraforming, which is 5, we talk about alien DNA. Alien is 5. That's why even understanding that code to your DNA, which is alien, it's called human beings. Human beings are 41, which is 5. See?
Wow.
But could I add something? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Give us some of that love, Brother Kwame. Yes.
Yeah, but what Sean is sharing, and good evening, Sean, and the part you're talking about and the chip. See, when I went out there to my granddaughter's graduation, and I told you that they were building, I was connecting with the family because I called into the show and was explaining that they are building the Taiwan super chip, microchip factories. I think they're building 6 or 8 of them, and they've allotted $52 billion. They have 10,000 people working on constructing these buildings where they're going to be mass producing microchips. And what you're looking at is they can make a chip as a particle of like a nanoparticle that can be injected into us, and it can be put into things that you consume. And what they're doing is they're mass producing it. They brought this company in from Taiwan, you know, when Pelosi went over there and had this big upset. And that's what she was doing, was getting them to come here and manufacture. And then they're also building in Syracuse, New York. And by the way, Syracuse is the furthest up there in New York, in northern New York. And so you're looking at all of that forestry is burnt out up in Canada. Now you have a clear frequency that can be transmitted from across the ocean, or can be transmitted across the country, because they're building this high-rise microcon factory there in Syracuse, New York, and I think it's $142 billion this is going to cost. And so you're looking at them now organizing the next phase of their technological plan that they're doing, being able to look at how are we going to create these transhumans and how are we going to create this new systems that they have in place. To what I said is that my presentation I did, it was DI on TI versus AI. That means divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus artificial intelligence. And this is what we're having now because, like Brother Eddie was saying, and like I was saying, you are banned from nature. We're now, you just looked at, they just burned up millions, thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres. I don't know how many hundreds of acres that they burned in that fire. But you look at that energy that has been removed from the World Wide Web. And that connection now that they've burned down on both sides of Turtle Island, where it used to be there was a network that was connected to those trees, to the trees and the West Coast, to the trees on the East Coast, and to the trees that run both south to both sides of this Turtle Island, they've burned down those antennas. There's still a connection because there's still just as much as tall as trees was above, there's roots still down in the earth. They're still connected to the web. So this is the challenge, and how do we become connected back to the earth? And this is why we're sharing about the environmental DNA, is because your DNA moves with nature's divine intelligence. And that's the part that we have to begin to understand, how we stay connected to divine intelligence, where Sean was speaking, that even though when he was here, the DNA is still connected because the human connection is in the coding. And this is what they're trying to alter, is the coding. This is why they gave the jab with the mRNA, because the RNA is what feeds the DNA. And if you can get a particle in there to alter it the same way they did with the Monsanto Terminator seed, you start feeding people with seeds that do not produce, then your body is going to shut down. Then you produce a mindset to say that Sunday is Father's Day, but how do you give Sunday as Father's Day one day, but you give homosexual men a whole month, gay pride?
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. And really quick to piggyback on, again, the five that we've already said is the venom that they give you. Venom is 14, the five, serum 23. And in that venom is the five called nanotechnology. Nano is five. It's alien technology. Alien is five. Nano is five. It's in the venom. The five. And as you were breaking down divine intelligence on Turtle Island of artificial intelligence, well, AI is six. Turtle Island is six. As I heard you relate in another class, dealing with the turtle and on the back of the turtle shell. Oh, it was so beautiful when you and I wanted to chime in, but with what I got right now, I can only listen to certain classes. But 13 squares on a turtle's back. And when you turn it over, it has 28 squares on its belly. Well, 13 times
28. The 28 is the circle around the bottom of that shell.
The circle.
The bottom is 28, right. It's 28 in the dome. It's 13 in the dome, and it's 28 that surrounds the dome. The edging of the dome is 28.
Okay, I got it. I got it. So still, that number is beautiful. 13 times 28 is 364. Again, dealing with the moon cycle. Every 28 days, with the original calendar having 13 months, family. That turtle knows. That's why turtle is 32, the five, Turtle Island. Island is 19, the one. We the one, fam. Like I said, in these words we speak by the number tells us who we are. And they've corrupted it by giving different destinations to these words that have these numbers that reveal is five, who we are. That's why they called you copper color. Color is 14 to 5. Copper is the 3. That's only fix us when you look at the different words with the same number. Copper color is here to fix us. But if we keep using every word the way we've been taught and institutionalized, programmed to think that these words mean, again, insanity. Doing the same thing with these words over and over and over again, expecting a different result. And not saying it any other way. That's why way is seven.
You just reminded me, Ethiopian calendar, September 11th is the new year, and 5 days prior to that is the 13th month over there.
Okay.
And so puts us 7 years. It's 2015 now. I think it's 2015 or 2016 now. I think 2015 now over there with that calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the 13 month is there. So that's what you reminded me of when you said that.
Oh yeah. So, it's a beautiful day, a beautiful time to be alive, because again, what they are putting in the atmosphere, what they're putting in nature itself, again, we're on that awakening frequency of the ether that we're tapping into, or preferably that we're recognized, because we've already always been connected to it. But these are the spiritual awakenings of these changes, these things that are happening, these things that we are feeling something. This is the spiritual realm that is knocking on the door. And again, the distractions, even by the words that we use in and of itself, keeps us from what the number is directing you to. We each have our own set of numbers with our names and our birth. That again, since we don't recognize it, and again, they've thrown us off by this calendar, each year your birthday falls on a different day. We don't recognize in time and space what happened on that particular day that happens every year, that we would start to recognize the movement of time. But all these things, calendar being 22, which is 4, is throwing us off of the truth. Remember that calendar, 10 times 28, 364, is 13, which is a 4. The calendar, regardless of what calendar we're using, we see that does equal that 4. Calendar is 22. Compass is 22. This is why we have the T-square and the compass in the middle of that symbol of Freemasonry. Square 27, compass 22 gives you 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. You back to the 4 again. All this stuff is hidden in plain sight, family, by the number G, which is 7, Aquarius. The age that we're in. When you say Aquarius, you don't just stop at Aquarius. We have to be aware. Aware of 7. That's part of the Aquarius that we are aware of, knowing that it's the goddess. Goddess is 7. The sister. Sister is 7. Your auntie. Auntie is 7. Divine is 7. The 7-11 is the feminine divine. The divine feminine is 7-11. Since we mentioned 7-11 earlier, it's coming through the divine feminine. But when we only see 7-Eleven as a crap game, or a franchise store, do we ever think, why do they give us the number 7 and the word 11 in that franchise store, 7-Eleven? You don't see two numbers, 7-Eleven. You see a number and a name giving you 7-Eleven. Do we even think of that? We just walk on past 7-Eleven, Dunkin' Donuts. Everything has a number for a reason. That's why reason comes to 20, which is 2. It's the number, baby, 2. The pattern is 2. That we measure is 2. But again, yes, sir.
No, I was hearing you when you were talking about the 7-Eleven. Both of them in the crap game is that you have to throw a 5. You can't get 7-Eleven in either way because you're going to throw a 5 and a deuce or you're going to show a 5 and a 6. It's got to be a 5.
Well, that's one way because you got the 6 and a 1, you got a 3 and a 4.
Right.
See?
But
that all equals 7-2.
Right.
See, that's why they put it on dice, you know, and the dice is no more than a box. Box is 7, or they call them cubes. Cube is 16, which is 7. All of this, even when you go back in history, and we try to figure out why in the heck did Britain impose its first tax on America called the Stamp Act tax. Why in that tax, when you read in the description, it says that they also outlawed playing cards and dice. The 2-card pickup. There's that 7. And then dice 7-Eleven. Because you can use those cards using the terraform of using the rituals in those 4 suits of 23, which deal again with what we're talking about, with each season having 13 weeks. So, again, all of this is even in the cards, the games that we play. Game, that's why game is 14. Game, recognize game. That's the 5. That's part of the code, to start to recognize the 5 that they're using on a constant level. You go to the hospital, it's 5. See, a doctor is 5. A nurse is 5. You want to be healed, heal is 5.
Well,
they call this a practicing physician. Physician is 5. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Rat poison is 5.
Yeah. That's correct. Rat being 13 and poisoning being 19, yes. Rat poison is 5. See,
yeah, I really want y'all to check the vitamins, please.
Well, and here is the key. We know this information. Now we use it to even change the chemical structure. Chemicals is 32. This is the 5.
Yes.
We can manifest the change of the chemical structures through prayer, through vibrations, frequency, and sound itself. But this is, we can do this. And guess what, family? Our bodies have been doing this for the longest. How long have we been taking these supplements, pills, that are meant to kill us for decades? And we still here, y'all. We didn't know half of the information that we're disseminating now. And we're still here. See, this has been a big experiment from the start with these people.
But this is why, and it was part of what we discussed in gathering and what we're looking at with many indigenous people on the planet are now looking at how do we decolonize our food. decolonize our education, decolonize our government, because this is the formation of how they put into place all that we're experiencing, is the colonization. Because the thing that we have to understand, when you were saying about the aquarium, we are now in our galaxy on the other side of the center of the Milky Way when we crossed it in 2012. And the part that we're now in is what we call the New Galactic Year. And the part of it is that 25,920 years. We have not been in this position for that long. We are now at that beginning. And this is the countdown, because we're ending the 2,120 years, which is the sign of Pisces and Virgo, and we're moving towards getting ready to go into the 2,120 years, which will be called Aquarius and Leo. And so this is the moving of our solar system in the Milky Way galaxy, which is now in a energy-giving point that our sun and all the planets and the planets that are on this side of the Milky Way galaxy that we haven't been in alignment with is sending energy to this and to us as a planet. It's sending energy to where this is the part of how we're going to evolve. This is why I said divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus the artificial intelligence. There is no intelligence that what, from one, what is intelligence, and then what is artificial, and what is divine intelligence, which is the universe, the cosmos, and nature. That's divine intelligence, and man is creating. He can't create an artificial cosmos, can't create, he's calling it the metaverse, but he can't create an artificial cosmos, because the universe in itself is not even fathomable about what this man on this planet is trying to perceive himself to be able to create.
Hey, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been? I'm just going to share some. The name of Moon is represents meaning the hidden one, and cuneiform, there's a language of that word they call clarion, and clarion is actually the twin planet of this planet, and it's on the other side of the sun. And the reason why they could never project it is because when this planet rotates, it rotates. So it's never seen, because we rotate around the sun and it's moving at the same time, and it doesn't have no alignment with any other planets that's out there. And even during the smog that was over New York City, there was actually some videos where they saw like two celestial bodies that appeared to be behind the sun, one behind the sun and then one in front of the sun. And before that happened, there was a so-called sonic boom by our jets here in America. And they were actually chasing at the UFO, and they shot the missile, and it crashed into the mountains. And so what they did, they tried to make a decoy and said there was a landing over there in Vegas, but on the news they kept saying that a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago, which didn't make no sense because they broadcast that as it happened in real time. But the people were describing the beings as 8 to 10 feet, and then they recently started coming out these videos that these type of beings who look like they skin ripped off, like they scrapping for food. And the question I had to throw out there is, like, that's artificial intelligence out there in the Vegas on the video, because you're not going to come from a sophisticated craft that can travel interstellar, and yet you coming down to a planet scrapping up for food and then hiding. And yet they saw the green light crash and they heard the boom, but they don't find no craft or no evidence to that location. So it just reminded me of what Brother Kwame was saying, that, you know, the artificial intelligence and the divine intelligence. And so they're trying to counter everything that's happening with their stories that they're putting out there.
So I don't know if he was familiar with the Sonic Boom that they talked about in D.C., about the airplanes doing that.
No, I didn't hear about the Sonic Booms, but I did hear about the 8 to 10 feet aliens that people have been seeing for the last, as you say, a few weeks. So it's a concerted effort because, again, if your radar goes off, it's called your gut feeling, which comes to six, common sense. Your gut feeling is tied to your common sense. So when your gut feeling tells you something ain't right, then you know, you already know, you know. And it's called the nine, because back to the nine, with the information that we're learning, it's called your source. Source is nine, but you always fucking question your source. Question is nine. And why do you question? Because it helps you to research. Research is nine. It's all the nine. Shit. See, don't let nobody stop you from your learning. Learning is nine. That's what you're researching. That's what you constantly questioning. And that's why I say it's question every damn thing. Come on, fam. Don't let shit go past. So if you're signal is going off, your gut feeling is telling you, your common sense, this ain't right, listen to it. Your gut feeling is your first feeling. That's why gut and first is the same damn number as two. We better listen. But yeah, brother, you right on point. See? So yeah, this is that distraction, because again, they're using artificial to the real. Artificial is four, real is four. They offsetting everything by the number, not the word. We get into artificial. It's four. They making what we think real artificial. And we talking about the artificial more than we talking about the real, because the real is the spiritual. And we ain't talking about the spiritual. We talking about the artificial. We giving them the energy by using that number four, which is God, on they artificial program. Program is six, which is shit, is six. That's they shit, y'all. They program.
But
God
and,
is
and what you
Christ said. Is in everything, as above, so below. It's in every damn thing. It's all connected. We ain't trying to find it. That breaks this spell. That breaks us out of this nonsense that we keep basically perpetuating. This English word, all of these English words, we perpetuating. They not taught us, and they sit back and watch us run rampant with it. Insanity. But y'all, we can do
it. What you said, and you're right, but what you said about the gut, and the thing is that in the gut, you get this feeling that something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, okay, and switch gut around. Something is tugging at you to say, no, this ain't right. Tug.
Great. I love it. Great. Okay, I like that. That's beautiful. That's it, fam.
Yeah, it's
that's
tugging
it.
At you to say, hey, look, hey, this ain't, don't do that.
Yeah, I promise you in these numbers, man, I mean, you make me have to even deep in just how you make it all connect. So that's much appreciated.
That's the nine, my brother. You just said nine by the number. Just use a different word to all the nines we've been given tonight. You getting deeper. Deeper is 27. That's the damn nine. That's why we got to dig deeper, family. See, the deeper we go, the clearer it becomes. See, we shallow. We on the surface. That's why you got to dig deep, and they don't want us to dig. See? So that's it. And this is, like I said, I'm loving it, because we're all using the numbers even within our names, within who we are in our birth, and we just don't recognize it yet. And it's basically guiding and leading us. And everything we're talking about, and we still don't recognize it by the number to see it even a different way. That's for us, for you, each individual, to get your way, your seven, your divine. So we're getting back in alignment, which is in order, because everything else is already in alignment. It's in order. We out of order. We constantly say that. So that's all the alignment is helping us get back in order. And if we don't know it, all we have to do is, as Brother Kwame constantly say, look at the planetary alignments, get out in nature, and look at nature. Look at nature. Nature's looking back at you, and start having a conversation with nature, with the grass, with the wind, with the leaves, with the trees, with the air, all of nature. We are part of in our grounding, in our earthing. Commune, because it's here to help fix us. It's the medicine that we are avoiding, because we've been taught to go to the hospital, go to the doctor. They fire. Instead of looking for what's natural. Natural is 23, right in nature. The five is right in nature. Rediscover yourself and nature, even though, as we said, they're trying to keep us away. But it's times we can get out that we need to really think, once we get out, what we are really communing with in nature while we out, taking our daily walk, exercising your temple. Was somebody trying to say something? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. The part, like you're saying, to go in nature and be still, as it says in the 23rd Psalm, to make me lie down beside still water. The part that you're doing is something that was shared to me, and it was saying that if you really want to get some questions answered, go in nature and sit with a tape recorder and ask your question to nature, and turn on your tape recorder and let it sit there while you're sitting there. And then when you feel that the answer is in your tape recorder, go back and play it to yourself. And the sounds that you will hear in nature is the answer that you were sitting there when you had, but it'll play back to you the answer, and you'll hear it in the tape.
That's a good one. That's a great one. I do it different ways, but that's a way that I like, because I go out there with, I go out in nature with the frequency of the earth, the 528 hertz on my tape recorder. Mm-hmm. And while I'm meditating, I'm playing that frequency to the earth while I'm grounding and earthing there with that recording of 528 is six, record is six. So
yeah,
recording the sound of nature is beautiful. I love that, you know, but again, giving that vibration of nature with that sound to let nature know that you're on her frequency. See?
Right, and the part that you're paying 528 is the love frequency. Nature's
mm-hmm.
frequency is 432.
No, I said the earth's frequency, 528, is the hertz. Love, like I said, okay. But that's why earth, for me, earth 24, that's the six. 528 is the six. That's why we say,
yeah,
walk a mile in my shoes. Mile is 5280. It's the six. See, it's all coded, even, like I said, DNA is the six. It's all connected. We disconnect it even by the phrases. And when we add the phrases up to what we're saying, we'll slow down. That's why even in nature, you go out in nature, you're supposed to slow your ass down. Slow down is seven. Nature is seven. Slow down in what? Smell. Smell is seven. The damn frequency, the roses, the fragrance. It's in what we're saying, but we ain't slowing down. This is why we're missing it. We don't see. See is seven. Witness is seven. Recognize is seven. Speed is 23, which is five. Rush is 23, which is five. You can't rush through this, family. See, every word has a number. The hell with the definition. That's the program. And when we break that cycle, because I still hear it in what we're trying to, because we're not using the number to connect us to what we are saying on another spectrum. We're saying the same number using different words and thinking we're talking about different things because of the definition of the words being used. Program, fam. Program. It's hard to accept, but when we truly accept that we've been programmed and we see now or hear, because we should be resonating with what I'm saying. That's why resonate is five. It's in the atmosphere. It's the air we breathe. But when we don't think about air and breathe by the number and just by the word, woo, that's a program, fam. We got the power. One. It's power. But we've given our power with the so-called damn vote to somebody else who's supposed to be representing your power. Wrong. That's why wrong is one. We ain't got no power because we don't see the number of what's wrong that we're doing. That's insane. Being distracted by the definition of what we assume the English word truly means. Yes, if we give it that power. But we're saying we take it back. We can't take it back, regurgitating the same thing by the definition of each word the way we've been doing. That's insane, family. We breaking this now. Go ahead. Somebody's trying to say something. Okay, I thought somebody was...
Okay. Correct.
Okay, somebody coming in and out? Okay. But yes, family, again, it's difficult and it's not difficult to the point, again, when we truly see that these words that we've been conditioned to truly believe what they mean, they only mean what we believe. Believe again. Everything we've been taught was a lie. Well, again, start with every word you've been taught was a lie. We've been purposely taught to look at it a particular way. Every story a particular way. And it locks in, and it's a program now. 9-11, 7-11. Soon as we hear it, our mindset goes a certain way, and that's it. We don't try to break it down any other way. Am I being heard? Because I'm hearing static in the background, so I don't know if I'm being heard or what. Is y'all with me out there, family?
I hear you clear.
Yeah, we're
okay. Okay. So, yes. See, that's the thing is, it's just like they say the devil. I say devil, and we get an image of whatever we've been taught or whatever we believe the devil is in our mind. When I hear devil, I hear a number. I see a number. Three, devil, 21. Beast, 21. Man, three. That's the damn devil I see is man every day. What does the devil do? Lie. Lie is 12, three. Sin is 12, three. Any man that lies to me is the sin. That's the devil. I ain't never seen your image of what you know got my mind to believe is a creature that's red-horned with a tail and a pitch fork. Interesting. Pitch fork being 40 instead of a triton. Only Dibigod being the devil, whose triton is called a pitchfork. And we give it no thought and start talking about all these other, what Zeus got and what who's got, and Zeus is this and Zeus is still a number, and we on somebody else's stuff when somebody says Zeus is God. No, he's just a God that represents Christ or Jesus, not Christ. Let me get the name right. Zeus, 18, which is 9. Jesus, 27, which is 9. Still somebody else's story that regardless is what you believe that you hear to because you ain't putting nothing else to it. The one, which is the awakening, which is no more than the ether, which is no more than your personal relationship. All of us, it's a war, one. It's the Holy Bible, one. Do you have your personal relationship one, Holy Bible one, or are you giving me everybody else's stuff from the Holy Bible? You are one. The Bible is giving you a description of who you are, and you telling me about every other character in the Bible and don't see you in the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible, the one, is the Ashoka Records, one. But when we only see each word that's being given by the definition, oh, no, that's the program. We can't connect any dots. We haven't even been taught. We don't talk about it, so the thought ain't there. This is why now it has to be, I have to shake everybody up. That's why when people get into it's not the Bible, biblically it talks about Revelations 13:18. The wisdom of counting the number. And we still ain't counting nothing, family. We still using these words, not breaking nothing down. That's a program that we've been taught, that we've put all of our resources in. And all our true belief. We can say a word, spell it, turn it around inside out, like I gave us the word L-E-A-D, lead and led. And led. I led you down the wrong way. I'm going to lead you the right way. And I gave you a piece of lead. Pronunciation and usage of the word. Mentally. Manifestation. They got us using these words. Live and live. Same four letters. Two different, come on, fam. And we still ain't think, we still in the school days. D-A-Z-E, days. It's time to wake up. And we got to shake some people to wake them up. This is my way to just shake us just by giving us a different way, something different that we didn't think about, that we're using and we say and we refer to when we look at it, sane and insane. Sane is 13. I already know I'm sane by the number 13, God that's in me. The inner standing for, the overstanding for. That's what makes me sane. Insane is one. You, image, self. Know thyself. How can I know myself when somebody gave me a word that I believe that word that they gave me? Does that make me damn sane or insane by their definition? Stop. Take the number and let the number connect you to the words that unravel this so-called mystery, because mystery is one. Damn it, it ain't no mystery. You the mystery, and you have been made a mystery to yourself because of the words. Stop being a damn mystery. Wake up. Shit. Niggas sleeping. They going to find you, catch you creeping. Ooh, stay woke. Wake up, fam. Because like I said, everything that Dana gave us is right in front of us in the damn alphabet, which is 9. That's your source, nine, blueprint nine. As above, so below. Now, it's all in the alphabet, and we ain't trying to find it. What are you betting on? I'm betting on the truth. See, it's right there. Alphabet is kick ass. Shit, we can kick ass with the alphabet that they came up with. We did not. But as long as we keep regurgitating the system of the program word the way it's been taught to us, that's the insanity that we cannot come out. Because we're doing it over and over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result with these English words of the occult that we know they're occult, and we keep using them in the manner that they've been given to us over and over again. Insanity, family. This is what we give our children to show the history that we stopped this shit here and now. We broke this damn code that's already in our DNA. English being five, word six. DNA, code, the English word that we use. We can't even see it any other way than when we say these words. We don't see the five called confusion. And it's more than a ball of confusion right now. That's what the world is today. Hey, let me hear you, let me hear you say. Ball of confusion, fam.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, but like I said, we have the power. He-Man, a damn cartoon. He-Man comes to five, damn it. Raised his sword of Greystone and said, I have the power. We got it. And
yes.
We don't see it.
Yes.
Even in the cartoons that we watch. As I tell everybody, I watch the nine called cartoons daily. Constantly watching them because I want to know what you're showing my babies, the children, the future, truly. See? Again, I digress, family, and I see we're coming up on the last part of the show at the high noon, two-hour mark. So if nobody has anything to say, I know I've given a lot. Hopefully we've been taking notes because, again, family, don't think that what we've been talking about with them shutting everything down and cutting us off, that they are at any time. But again, as long as we give pertinent information to one another, we don't care if they're listening because we know we're using the devices they made. The algorithms that we use in the texts and the phones and the emails and everything we use on the computer, it's the technology, again, that they're using to offset the frequency, the ether, the awakening, this war that we're in. See. So with that, family, Sister Antoinette, you can end the show by giving the information to Dry Bones and Brother Ray. And again, family, we will see you on the next class episode to give some useful information, you know, that can be used. Because, again, everything that I share, if you start to apply these numbers to them, you can use them right here, right now. That's why here and now is one. That's the Holy Bible. We should be able to use the Holy Bible here and now by the life we lead, not just by the words in the Bible, because those words, as they say, aren't truly dead unless we keep speaking the dead words in those pages. We are the book, the living book of the Bible that keeps it living, using everything from the past and those past pretenses words into the words that are used today. The same number, different words. They just sophisticated and updated all of the words, same number, as I constantly say, in history. History being 33 to 6, the word. They've been using the same damn numbers throughout history, family. The names have changed, but the numbers remain the same. When we see that, we can truly start connecting these dots all the way back to wherever we want to go. That, fam, much love and peace, in peace and love. And I always say it, in peace is 23, love is 14. That's the five, in peace and love, that I always give and share. Share is that 23. I share. Don't want to get anybody mad by saying I'm a teacher, which I know I am, but that's also a five like share. It's five. But you catch people by the number using different words. I can say share and get everybody in the room to listen to me. And if I say teacher, I got some asshole talking about who in the hell you think you are. You ain't even got no degree. You got some, see, some stupid shit. Because of a word that we can't control by the number. We can control. That's why manifest is five. We can control what people do by the words we use, by recognizing the number behind it. Game, recognize game, baby. With that, peace and love, family. Until the next class.
Peace and love.
All right. Have a love.
Hey, thank you. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Brother Ray on the drums at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we are drumming to Ken Weston's Lift Every Voice. So with that, I'd like to thank you all for being with us. And we're going to play us out on a song that I've come to really love of Miss Kim Weston's, A Little More Love.
the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of new champions. Let us march on till victory is won. Don't need the road.
Difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing